We are live. We are getting there. We are at it. So, ladies and gentlemen, really quick, we are super proud, super happy to be interviewing Smitty. We have Smitty here today with us, a creator, a visionary, an entrepreneur, motivator. What's the other line? What's the other one? I feel like I'm missing one.
I don't know. Thought leader.
Thought leader. There we go. Yeah, thought leader. Smitty is one of the people that what I tell a lot of people really represents a lot of what Everyday Hustle is and what it embodies, being a true entrepreneur, somebody who's out getting it and trying to make their life and their dreams a lot more achievable. So Smitty, I'm going to let you introduce yourself a little bit more and kind of tell the people a little bit more about you, and then we'll start kind of asking questions and going a little bit further with everything.
All right. So like Daquan said, my name is Smitty. I am, I like to say I'm just Smitty, you know. I'm someone that has a dream. I'm someone that is working, you know, every day to pursue my goals, which are, you know, to leave behind a legacy, to create wealth, to educate. You know, I'm a motivator. You know, I just love, I'm just me, you know, and I love, you know, doing things that are just me that resonates with, you know, other people.
Okay. So as an entrepreneur, obviously you've kind of, you obviously started your own business, you know, and started multiple businesses, if that, and kind of different entities underneath it. So in terms of kind of like your entrepreneurship journey, tell us a little bit how you got started. Some of your inspirations and, you know, kind of where everything kind of sparked for you.
Okay. So I always like to say, I can go back further. So like, I remember being in school, I was kind of that kid that, you know, you would say, you know, I was a hustler, you know, whether it was, I remember, you know, I got free lunch, but I'll be like, hey, you know, I would want the snacks and stuff. So I'll be like, hey, I'll get your lunch, you know what I'm saying? And I'll get the lunch for free and like, be like, all right, you give me, you know, X amount, or you give me lunch money. So, I mean, I can say ever since I can remember, I've always been, you know, ambitious. But where I really got my first start is, I remember I was a manager for a clothing store. And I mean, I would never say that I'm a fashionista or anything like that, but you know, people would come in to see me, you know, they'd be like, hey, Smitty, you know, get me right. You know, so I would get them right. They would come in and people would always come in to see me. And I remember that, I mean, as at the time I was assistant manager too. So I remember one particular night I was, you know, making a deposit and I was like, man, like I'm like depositing so much money. I did all this work, but I'm only getting not even a fraction of the money that I made.
Right, right.
I think that was kind of like my first spark. You know, I think, you know, my father was an entrepreneur as well. So, you know, just seeing him, you know, grind, you know, my mother saying, you know, she was a pastor, you know what I'm saying? She, you know, work hard, seeing her, you know, her work ethic and things like that. You know, no one ever sat me down and would say, you know, hey, like, entrepreneurship is the way. But I think just kind of seeing, you know, it subconsciously was just something I knew was, you know, possible. So, you know, going back to my story, you know, I, as a system manager, you know, I would do shipment and stuff like that. So, you know, I was privy to certain information, you know. Mm-hmm. I was also in the Air Force Reserves, you know, at the time. So, you know, I was also privy to certain things. So I remember the guy, one of the guys I work with, you know, he was a manager and I guess he was too, you know, getting frustrated. You know, so I was like, hey, I got this idea, like we should do a store, you know. And fast forward, you know, I end up opening up, you know, my first brick and mortar clothing store. You know, this was the early, you know, 2000s, you know, I was 19. Like I said, this is before, you know, everybody, like it was cool to be an entrepreneur, you know. My friends were going out, hanging out, partying, doing this, that, you know, where, you know, I had to worry about, you know, growing
inventory.
Up. Yeah, you know, so you know, I'll say that was, you know, that was my first experience with, you know, entrepreneurship, you know, for real, for real. And it just kind of sparked for me realizing early on that no one is, you know, you're going to get paid to do a job, but no one is going to pay you, you know, what you're worth. So that was my first take.
Okay. I want to kind of touch on that a little bit more in terms of the opening of the brick and mortar. What was that kind of process like in terms of, you know, actually being your first kind of legitimate, you know, own venture? And how did it end?
Well, I mean, as far as the process, I mean, it's like, you know, anything else, there is a process. It's a lot of, you know, hard work, you know. Mm-hmm. At that time, you know, it wasn't like today where, I mean, the internet was just coming along. So, I mean, it wasn't really an internet presence. So, I mean, the thing was a brick and mortar store. So when you think about, you know, the fact of, you know, having to secure a building, you think about inventory, like you said, whether it's inventory for, you know, products or whether it's inventory for shelves or racks, you know, how you're going to fill that space. And then you think about, you know, going to trade shows. And, you know, I think that's one thing that one of my lessons that I realized early on too, you know, there's a difference between, you know, entrepreneurship and someone that's a manager. Because, you know, at that store that I worked for, even though my partner was a store manager and I was a assistant manager, you know, we had rule books, you know, we saw shipments coming in, but we didn't know what that process was like. You know, when you're entrepreneurship, I think, you know, a lot of people sometimes don't realize that, you know, there is no safety net. You know, if you're able to pivot, you got to be able to make decisions. You got to be able to, you know, there's a lot of work, you know, it's no roadmap, you know, pretty much. So, you know, I learned that early on. So, you know, learning that part of the business was definitely a process because it was taking something from an idea, which I always say, from vision to production. So, you know, it's the learning skill of going from a manager to being an entrepreneur. You know, it's all kind of dynamics, you know, going to, you know, trade shows. So now you're a buyer, you know, you think about merchandising, you know, there's all these different factors that, you know, sometimes initially, you know, you're like, oh man, this is easy. I could just do this, you know. You don't think about all those other moving parts. But I mean, always say that I wouldn't trade anything, any of those lessons, because they're just valuable lessons that, you know, I still utilize today. How it ended, you know, again, you know, I was 19 years old. This was, you know, my first business. I really believe that we were kind of ahead of our time with just some of the things that we were doing. You know, I remember we had a strategic alliance with a photography studio. So, like, you know, we were doing like the 4x6 graphic cards with the local models. You know, at this time I was in North Carolina from Fayetteville State. You know, we were doing the art and fashion shows back then, you know, and, you know, just a lot of ideas that I had, you know, back then. I think that just we're kind of ahead of this time, but not going too much into things. But, you know, I did have a bad business partner, you know, I had a bad partner, and we had to make some changes, which just resulted in me dissolving that, you know, business. But out of that is where my business Hidden was born, you know, out of that time. So I heard somebody say, you know, sometimes some of the worst chapters make, you know, the best story. So definitely a testimony.
One thing that I've definitely learned early on, especially the things that I'm doing in terms of my company, is business partners suck. Kind of having to have that secondary mindset. You guys are always going to have opposing views, and trying to reach that common ground can definitely be a lot more difficult, unless you know, your business partner might be like your best friend. Even those people might not be the best business partners to a certain degree. But I know exactly what you mean when it comes to stuff like that. So that's a nice little segue. We'll kind of keep going with that. Talk a little bit more about the, you know, what's on your shirt right this second, how Hidden, which stands for history in the making, started to become and what it actually embodies as an LLC.
Well, first I got to say history in the making and everything that it stands for is just like, extension and a direct reflection of me, you know? So, you know, ever since I can remember, you know, it's funny, I was looking, I have like a lot of, I love to read and I still have physical books. I still love to read physical books. Mm-hmm. And I was going to revisit one of my favorite books, The Principles of Power, The Power of Vision by Dr. Miles Monroe. And I open it up and it's like an old vision card from like early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, nice to see that, you know, even though I've evolved as a person at a core, a lot of the things that, if not all of the things that were on that card is still, you know, dear to me. So HITM is, like you said, acronym for history in the making. You know, it's about leaving behind a legacy. It's about accomplishing goals. It's about being bold, ambitious. It's about, you know, being a trailblazer. Like I said, it's about community. It's about, you know, teaching. I don't know if I mentioned creating wealth, but that's something that is really, you know, big to me, generational wealth. Mm-hmm. So like I said, ever since I can remember, I've always, even through my first business, Remix Clothing was the name of it, you know, I would bring in, you know, young people to, you know, intern and to work because, you know, just to show them that there are different options because everybody may not, you know, go to college. That may not be the path for you, but, you know, there mm-hmm. are other things. So just to be an example that hard work and with hard work and dedication, you can accomplish anything. So, you know, HITM, you know, it's a lifestyle, it's a movement, it's a brand, you know, it's a community, but, you know, it just represents, you know, my beliefs, my core beliefs.
Okay. No, I like it. So you kind of touched a little bit more on, you touched like a quick point on college and people not going to college. What are your thoughts on that in terms of entrepreneurs? Do you think that, you know, college is meant for some people and not meant for others? What are your thoughts on like higher education and pursuing that?
Well, I did go to college and I pursued all the way up to my master's degree. You know, do I think that college is something that, you know, everyone should do? Definitely not. You know, mm-hmm. do I think that, you know, in order to be an entrepreneur, you need to go to college? Definitely not. You know, mm-hmm. Not at all. Me, you know, a lot of my friends were taught that, you know, you go to school, you know, to get a good job, you know, you're going to do this specific job and you're going to have a lot of money, and that's what it's about, you know. Yeah. For me, like I said, being in a house that I grew up in and just seeing certain things, you know, even though I did go to college, you know, I knew that there were different options out there, you know, for mm-hmm. me. Entrepreneurship was something that, you know, I still have friends to this day that, you know, they're terrified to, like, you know, they're 30 plus and they're, you know, afraid to let their parents know that they want to, you know, leave their job, you know, into entrepreneurship. So I'm grateful that I always had a support system in that way that, you know, I saw these things and knew that they were possible. You know, today, you know, you have so much technology and so many things at your fingertip, you know, so many resources. You know, I say that, you know, if you're not going for something, if you could go for free or some type of grant or scholarship or, you know, something that is really critical that you must go to school for, then I say you go. But other than that, you know, there's so many things, so many other things that you can do that you're passionate about to be able to create wealth, generate income off of. But I still, you know, I say, you know, do we still need more, you know, Black doctors, lawyers, things like that? Mm-hmm. Of course. But now, mm-hmm. you know, outside of that in sports, we have so many possibilities. So, you know, mm-hmm. I think that, you know, knowledge is important. I think, you know, even more importantly, applied knowledge, you know, is important. You know, I believe in education, but these days, it's so many different ways that you can be, you know, educated. So I think that's the wonderful thing, you know, about it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Let's kind of keep going on that tangent. In regards to, you know, like you said, there's so many different opportunities and stuff with the internet and social media. How has that played a role in you developing your business in terms of like networking and outreaching, and just basically building and scaling over the last couple of years for you?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing, you know, me, I think at the age where I'm at, I'm kind of like in the middle where I'm like.
you're like the perfect segue. Like, it's like, because you've seen both ends too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so to have both of those experiences and kind of take that into play, like, I always am interested to hear, like, how people's thoughts are when it comes to, you know, everything is social now, everything is digital. You know what I mean? Because people don't really do face to face anymore with a lot of things.
Yeah. Like,
so it's always interesting to hear viewpoints on that.
I think because I've had the, you know, opportunity to see both sides. Like, for me, it hasn't been that big of a transition, you know, for me. I think maybe the people right before me may, but for me, like, I kind of just have been growing along with the technology. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know, for me, one thing that I love is, you know, I'm just one person, so I can only reach, you know, a certain amount of people, you know, in my daily activity. I'm only going to see a certain amount of people. So, you know, online, it just gives you so much more opportunity to be able to reach so more many people, to be able to, you know, spread your message to so many more people, to build more community with so many more people. So, you know, I love that, you know. Mm-hmm. For me, you know, I'm always fascinated with, you know, we know that things are always going to continue to change, you know. So for me, changing and evolve. So, you know, for me, you know, I try to also, you know, partner or surround myself also with, you know, people that are, you know, coming up even younger than me that may be, you know, hip to certain things that I may not be as hip to, you know, so I think, but it's been a good transition, you know, for me, you know, I love it, you know, to be honest. I'm looking forward to where, you know, things are going to continue to grow. So, I mean, so many more opportunities, even, you know, looking like, at even right now in the situation that we're in, you know, with, you know, business, you know, being able to have, you know, still opportunities for things like this, you know, being able to connect and have, you know, virtual, you know, meetings, you know, virtual birthday parties, you know. I was talking to somebody, they're going to have a virtual book signing, you know. So, you know, typically, you know, if this wasn't happening, then it would probably be on this date at this building. So if people are out of town, they may not be able to make it. But you know, this is another opportunity for people to be able to support, you know, what you're doing because it's virtual. So, you know, even, you know, now with COVID-19 and seeing the way things are, you know, going has been really interesting to me. And it's so much creativity. It's just awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Especially at times like this, I know that the one thing that I've said in terms of a lot of people's businesses is if their social presence wasn't nearly as strong as it was or as it is now, like during a time like this, your business is on the brink of failure only because, you know what I mean, where as though the world essentially shuts down around us on the outside, if we can't connect some type of other way, you know what I mean, like your business mm-hmm. can't continue to move forward. So I know having a social presence right now is definitely one of probably the biggest things that you could have as an asset, especially for a business owner. So definitely agree with you. And, you know, social media only continues to evolve with all that. But I'm gonna kind of keep this moving here also. One thing that a lot of entrepreneurs kind of get into as they continue to evolve is a lot of self-development. Self-development ranges from reading to, you know, sleeping well, biohacking, all that type of stuff. In terms of health and wellness, because I know you are avid about health and wellness as well, how has that played a role in your life as an entrepreneur and what is it doing on a day-to-day basis for you?
I would say, you know, I don't want to just, you know, prosper, you know, in wealth, you know, I also, mm-hmm. also want to, you know, prosper in, you know, health. For me, you know, my health and wellness is kind of, that is like my thing, you know, when I'm working out, like that's my, you know, my me time, you know, and mm-hmm. I think an entrepreneur is, you know, you have to have that thing that is just like, you know, your thing, because, you know, you're constantly you know, going, you know, you're never, you know, off. You're always thinking, you know. So I think it is important to, you know, have that me time. So sometimes for me, even, you know, because, you know, I am a trainer and I have a business in that sector as well, you know, for me, it may not be specifically at the gym, but it may be, you know, my morning walk that I'm having. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of, you know, my time to just kind of reflect, is, you know, my solitude time or my time to, you know, do my devotion, or, you know, just be with myself, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I definitely believe in, you know, agenda, you know, having a plan, you know, for the day. So, you know, typically my mornings start 3:30 to 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. You know, I start, you know, with devotion, you know, my affirmations. I usually read a Bible verse. Mm-hmm. And right when I wake up, you know, I listen to something that is, you know, motivational or, you know, inspirational as well, you know. Mm-hmm. Now working hard on, because, you know, I think in the past it's a habit to, you know, wake up and then immediately like jump on, you know, social media.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, being like, you know, no, I'm not, you know, I'm not doing that. I call them my non-negotiables. You know, I need to do this before I do that. Mm-hmm. When gyms are open, you know, then I'm usually heading, you know, to do my workout, you know. And again, this is, you know, my time. You know, I love getting up early, you know, when everybody else is asleep, because I feel like that's when I'm the most, you know, productive. So, you know, I think, you know, having a plan, scheduling those things out, being adamant about, hey, these are my non-negotiables, you know. I even now have my phone on Do Not Disturb. So, you know, because typically people know I get up early, and so they may start, you know, calling and texting me 5 or 6 a.m. So, you know, having a certain time to say, okay, you know, business, you know, if, you know, unless it's emergency, for the most part, you know, this is my time that, you know, is protected time. Like I said, that's important, you know.
I think that definitely helps in terms of like keeping a strong balance between, you know, personal life and health, and, you know, continuing to keep your mind sharp with a lot of things, and even balancing business on that other end. You know what I mean? Like you said, as entrepreneurs, we kind of all get caught up in like the hustle and bustle of moving, and kind of, you know, always foot on the gas with a lot of things. So, like you said, having that me time is definitely important. I know mine is like playing basketball and stuff like that. So having that me time definitely is important. But we're gonna keep moving along with it. As an entrepreneur and as somebody who's been kind of hustling, grinding, and building a business and a life over, you know, the last decade of their life, with a lot of things, let me ask you, in terms of mistakes and some of the things that you've done in your past, what is one of the biggest things that you either regret making that decision, or, you know, something that you just, that leaves a bad taste in your mouth as an entrepreneur?
That's a good question, only in a sense because and I don't want to sound cliche, and I know it's going to, but like I say this all the time. I don't have a lot of regrets, you know, over the years, I've had so many endeavors. I've had a lot of losses, mm-hmm. like some wins. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, they all played their part, you know.
Yeah.
Because even though I may have lost like money, you know, like there was always a lesson like learned, something that was much more valuable. And I always say, like, you know, a lot of things I'm very adamant about, but it's because like I experienced that. So like I know, like without like, no, mm-hmm. I'm not like, you mm-hmm. know, I would say the other side to that, one thing I will say is that maybe, you know, maybe being too nice, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know, business is business, you know. So, you know, early on in business, I think, you know, over the years I've developed, you know, tougher skin, you know, because a lot of the things that I do in business, like I said, is just my business, like I said, is just an extension of my core beliefs and just, you know, things that I genuinely love and want to do and want to, you know, help, you know, and things that I'm passionate about. So, right. You know, I had to develop, you know, tough skin and had to, you know, learn how to really separate business, you know, from personal, you know. Like I said, early on in my career, my entrepreneurship, I had a partner, and, you know, just looking back on that experience, just, you know, just too trusting, you know, mm-hmm. not, mm-hmm. you know, as confident, you know, so I would say that, but other than that, like, I wouldn't, to be honest, every experience, there was a lesson that was attached to it. And I was always able to bounce back, you know, regardless of what the situation, you know, was. So.
Mm-hmm. No, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's the best way to look at it, especially considering the path that we chose. There's nothing but learning lessons and nothing but things to learn from. So I think that's the best way to look at it, too. We'll kind of get ready to wrap it up also. We'll finish it up by asking you, in terms of, you know, what life looks like for you, your business, and what you want in the next 5 to 10 years. What does your ideal life look like? And, you know, what would be your happiest point for you in the next 5 to 10 years?
So for sure, my goal. Are forever changing and evolving and moving. It's never a finish line. I sometimes wonder, like, you know, when I get here, or, you know, if I accomplish this, like, what's next? You know, like, mm-hmm. if I'm not on a journey, if I'm not on a, like, But I would say, so in the next 5 years, I don't own any real estate. So I would, you know, definitely want to own real estate. And I'm looking, because I have like whiteboards and mm-hmm. like I have like my goals here, and I'm like, mm-hmm. going to. So I definitely want to own some real estate. I would like to be a published fitness model. I would like to be a published, you know, speaker, you know, mm-hmm. Speaking to my experiences with business, you know, motivation, inspiration. And I will say that I definitely would need to be, you know, working, you know, full time without going into like the micro, but, you know, working, you know, full time and, you know, my own and within my management company.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that's dope. I know that in terms of, like you said, there's never really an actual finish line. It's kind of just like checkpoints. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As you continue to check goals well. So I feel you 100% on that. And I know that a lot of people will end up relating to that, just because that's just how we are. Everything goes mm-hmm. and, you know, goals keep moving forward like that too. But we're gonna wrap it up there. We're sitting at like 30 minutes, but it's all perfect timing. Smitty, I'm gonna ask you the final thing. If you have to give one lesson to any new or aspiring entrepreneur, something that you could instill in them instantly or teach them instantly, what would be that lesson, or what would you give them right away?
It's a journey, you know, it's definitely, you know, a journey, you know, you have to take, you know, the ups, you know, with the downs, you know, for sure. But, you know, you can't give up, you know, if you have something that you believe in, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, you know, if you believe in it, you know, commit to it, you know, give it your all, see it through. But like I said, it's a journey. And again, I like, you know, I don't want to say it sound like, a, you know, some of those cliches that we hear, but I mean, it is really true that, you know, a lot of time, you know, it takes 10 years to be that overnight success, you know, so be patient, you know, with yourself, You know, like I said, there's always a lesson. So even if you take a loss, you know, there's always, you know, a lesson there. So, you know, just create your story, you know, don't ever allow someone to tell you what you can or cannot do. I don't care who that is, you know, if it's, I don't care what it is, you know, continue to strive for greatness and enjoy that journey. Cause it will definitely, you know, be worth it.
So that was beautiful. That was a beautiful way to end it. Smitty, thank you again for coming on. I appreciate you.
Thanks for
we're going to wrap that up.
This is awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
For sure. Talk soon.